Do something positive for your children. Improve your marriage. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Do something positive for your children. Improve your marriage. Very interesting. I was talking to a lady today, and I was telling her she's a child to her mother, and she should do something positive for her mother. She should tell her mother how wonderful her mother is, but not overdo it. Just say, "Mom, you always understand," and then go your way. And the next day come, "Mom, I love the way you make spaghetti," and then leave. And then the next day say, "Mom, you are always doing something super for everybody. It's wonderful to watch the smile on your face when you give something to the neighbor kids, you know." And then the next day goes by. Now, this too is do something positive for your children, improve your marriage. When you can take a mother or a father who are ready for retirement, not ready for retirement, ready for a rest home. That's a little further along the road. Make them feel good. And the more you say to them how wonderful they are, not a lot at one time, they cannot ingest that. Give them one a day. One a day. And after a month, that's 30 items, you know. And you just say it as though you mean it, you know, and which you truly should. And just say it and give it to them. And you watch. From being people who had nothing to live for, they'll realize how much they have already lived for and how much life means to them. And the marriage will become a more beautiful and a profound thing. You say, "Well, what's marriage got to do with a mother and father who've already done their thing?" Hey, marriage is a continuing thing throughout life. Do you love your husband? Do you love your wife? Do you love your mother? Do you love your father? That's a continuing thing. Now, it's not a matter of always being in their presence. It's just a matter, whenever you see them, think something good, think something nice, think something wonderful, and just watch how it works out. Just watch how it brings great results. I've dealt with an awful lot of people. Well, for instance, we just talked with Pat Shiftad from New Jersey. And Pat is an ordained minister. She is competent at performing marriages and funerals and all these other good things. And she can give a good talk at church. And she's quite a girl. And she's going to one of her son's... did she say who it was? A son's relative's birthday, rather wedding. And I said, "Now, Patricia, when you go there, take some pictures for me." "Oh, I'm not doing the wedding." I said, "I don't care. Take some pictures, you know." So, but you can see, she was wishing that they had asked her to do the wedding. Now, whenever you have a pastor in the family, always give them the opportunity. Because it really makes no difference after it's all over. Nobody gives a darn. And if it's the minister of your local church who is expecting to do the wedding, say, "Hey, my brother just flew in from New Jersey, and he has a $5 marriage license that is ordination, and he wants to do the wedding." "You want to let a $5 ordination do the wedding that I am through college and the university and doctorate, and here I am of this big cathedral church?" "Yeah." "Why?" "He's my friend." "Aren't I your friend?" "No. You don't know how to be my friend. You're always my minister. You're always treating me as though you want to help me on my spiritual path. My friend walks the path with me, and it's a spiritual path. He walks the path with me and tells me how wonderful I am. He walks the path with me and says, 'Hey, let's have a drink,' you know. He walks the path with me and say, 'Hey, one drink's all I care for, but, you know, let's have a drink here.' And he walks the path with me and he says, 'You know, you're the nicest person. You always have a sweet disposition and so forth. You're really a great person.' And he walks the path with me." Now, the priests of the church, of the Catholic Church and the ministers, they don't do this. They don't have time to be with the people. I know. I was a minister. I had Andromeda up in Minneapolis. We had 800-900 people in the church, you know. And it was a pretty good sized church. There was no way I could go visit all those people. No way. Nor did I want to. Because they came on Sunday, they loved my sermon, and then they went home during the week and they did whatever they pleased, you know. And that's good. But, you see, when you want to improve a relationship, whether it's a marriage or anything else, just give of yourself. Just give of yourself and be yourself however you are. I have been in so many places where people said, oh, you're a minister. They're swearing over there. I say, hey, don't stop because of me. Whoever you are, be who you are and respect yourself for who you are. And if you don't think that swearing is respectable, then don't do it. But if you think swearing is respectable to do in your own presence and your own, well, then go right ahead. But I never thought of it that way, but that's the way, you know. When you're expecting the queen to come in the house, no, I like this one even better. I used to tell people, what's the first thing you would do if you knew that God was going to come and visit your home? What's the first thing you'd do? And they'd say, well, I'd hire a cleaning crew to come in and clean up the house and get everything ready, you know. And but what about your children? You know, and your children are such a bunch of little rapscallions, you know. What would you do with them? Oh, there's no way to get them set in time, you know, for God's coming. And I say, well, what's the first thing you'd do if God came to visit you in your house? The first thing you'd do, if you were yourself and you like yourself, you'd open the door. And you'd say, welcome. Thank you for coming to visit me. I just love thinking about you and being in your presence. Come, sit in my living room here. You know, you can take my husband or my wife's chair or whatever, you know, but come sit in the living room. So then you talk with God. And you say, gee, it's so nice to have you here. You just sort of brighten up our house when you come in, you know. I really hadn't had a chance to polish it too much because I only heard you were coming half an hour ago, but it's so nice to have you. Well, God says to you, he says, my love, I'm not here to see your house. I'm here to be your house. I bring with you my love, and I surround your house and see all in divine order. I'm not here to judge you. I'm here to share, to say I love you very much, and I see all in your life in perfect harmony and right action. And I'm not here to care about your children, whether they're naughty or nice, because I'm not Santa Claus. I'm here only for one reason, because you have the sweetest angels on the face of the earth, your children. That's the only way I see them. But thank you for letting me come to visit you. Thank you for letting me be in your house. Adios. Ciao. And he takes off. And you say, whew, man, that was something. God visiting in my house. God visiting. And he had such nice things to say. You know, such nice things to say about my house and my family and my, wow, you know. And then you stop and say, oh, I'm so glad my husband and I got married, or my wife and I got married. I'm so glad we had the children. I'm so glad that they're all angels like they are. Hey, they were angels when he came. Everyone was an angel. The house was sparkling by his presence. You know, everything was in divine order. So, how do we have our marriage be improved? We can just act like we're God, and we're coming on a spontaneous visit at your house, you know. And what's the first thing you'd clean up in your house? Your consciousness. You clean up your heart, you clean up your mind, you clean up your soul, and you say, what?
All is in divine order.
All is in divine order. As I was walking the path today, I was saying, I like me, all is in divine order. And I was thinking, now, there are a few little things that need attention, a few little things that need to be thought about. And then I thought, if I say, I like me and all is in divine order, there's nothing to be thought about. There's nothing to need attention. There's nothing to need improvement. And when I say, I like me and all is in divine order, then I realize that I shouldn't even be saying that. Because all is. And all is beautiful and all is wonderful. And if I start saying that I like me and all is in divine order, then I'm saying I like this person that I am, and then I am an individualized being, and I am not the allness. And if I'm going to be the allness, then there's no Herb Byerly, there's no individualization, there's no I like me, and all is in divine order. There is no other order but divine. And all is harmony. And there is no humanness. Now you see, when you think thoughts like that, what happens to you? What happens to you is that all is done. All is complete. And that's kind of wonderful. Do something positive for your children. Improve your marriage. And how do you improve your marriage? By you being the most outstanding being on the face of the earth. It's just like I said to Allie. Now, you talk to your mommy, and you tell her how wonderful she is. You talk to your mommy, you tell her just what a great lady she is. And I said, and keep some of it for yourself. Keep some of it for yourself. Because you're a great lady to be able to see greatness in anybody else. So, how do you improve your marriage? By loving yourself first. Life's wonderful, isn't it? We live in the most fantastic world in the world. I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.